Come on. It's not so easy to get on my good side, is it? You're making me out to be easy here, babe. Flattery will get you somewhere, that's true. But is it really where you want to go? I mean, flattering me, picking a fight with me, you always find a way to get right under my skin, and I don't really mind it. You're a freak, baby. And that is part of why we get along so well. That is part of why we have this connection. Maybe it sounds cliche. It does to me. My own words sometimes fail me. But the difference is, I get to take my time and really, really get to know you. In the personal ways, the nitty-gritty ways, the ways you can't just wash off in a shower afterwards, baby. That's why I like to leave a mark, by the way. Don't call me that. If you're gonna call me that, give me a reason to be that. Oh, come on. If I'm an unrealistic birthday boy, then what does that make you? Oh, what's the matter? Is it too much to handle? Too much yapping? You would say that. But just going to leave it out there that I've been pretty good to you, right? Come on, you could tell me if I haven't. My pride can handle it. I may think that I'm a total complete badass, but if you don't, then it's pointless. Self-confidence is great until you self-delude yourself into oblivion. Really, am I saying this? Yeah, I was almost as shocked as you at the word saying that. But come on. This way, and where else to celebrate a birthday? What? Surprised? If you're surprised at this point, baby, well, then I guess I must be a magician because I've done it a bunch of times right in front of you. I've made you wonder. Not like that. If you're gonna get close, you have to get really close, you see? Right up to your ear where my breath can tickle it. Where my hands can reach your waist. Where my breath does more than just tickle. And where you can hear that visceral desire in my voice. I'm not gonna lie. I'm a simple man. I don't need something crazy for my birthday. In my birthday, birthday suit time. And yeah, you know what? I'm not gonna expand upon that completely, but I could. And you know I could. But that little innuendo thing isn't all I got. I think the most important thing I wanted to convey is, well, thanks. I know a lot of things happened between us, and we have come a long way, let me tell you. I mean, I went from suspecting you of being one of the bad guys, almost killing you, you almost maybe hurting me. You might have gotten lucky there. You know, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. You're definitely not helpless. Not liking the role of the royal, deposed, and exposed. Or is it that you eat it up and you're just trying to bait me? Which is it, baby? Guessing games, are we? The silent treatment tells me one of two things. I'm right on the mark. Or maybe you're just mad about it. Maybe a little bit of both? If I can get under your skin, baby, that just means you're alive. And that means that I made you feel alive. So of course my God complex grows. I mean, would you expect anything less? If I didn't have that, would I really be me? All right. Putting that aside for a moment. lowering my defenses has been one of the most telling things. Around you, you're the only one I let get this close that I can feel you. Infinity kinda screws that up for most things. But you have to, when the whole world might be your enemy. Am I paranoid? I'm paranoid. But I'm not dead. Not yet. And as long as I'm not dead, I'd like to be not far away from you. And look, I completely failed at wrapping that into some sort of pickup line, but I'm not known for that. I'm known for being a badass who can take care of you, hopefully. Am I? Do I really appear the way that I think I do to you? I mean, cocky, god complex, all that might be just a distraction. Maybe under all those layers, I'm just trying to fill the shoes. Maybe the shoes are quite hard to. Maybe I'm just trying to live up to my potential, right? A lot of people get that. And I get I'm not special. Well, I mean, I am, but you know what I mean, right? Okay. I'm not trying to be a complete asshole. Just partially, right? So, hear me out. While I may be special, it doesn't mean I'm expecting special treatment. It doesn't mean that I'm beyond understanding that maybe most of the time I could use a bit of humble pie. God, I hate that term. You hate that term? Yeah, I didn't think it was just me. Huh? Good point, honey. You always got my back. But, it doesn't take away from the point. Right now, hey, look at me, don't look down. Come on, I'm opening up to you here, and I don't want you to feel like I'm somehow talking down to you. God, I know how difficult I must be at times. I mean, I have to live for myself, and you have to live with me, so listen, I'm not going to put some word salad together to justify why I haven't been best. Sure, I've done some things well. I think I always do some things well. I think everybody realistically does. But between me and you, I've been struggling with two things. Two very big things. One, I want to know if you see a future with me. Sometimes I look down the line, maybe too far. And because of how things work, and more importantly, because of how my mind has the weirdest insecurities known to man, I just, sometimes, I don't know what it's going to look like. So I thought I'd ask you, do you see something? A future with this cocky asshole of a man who has many character defaults and problems that may not be ideal for relationships, that may be terrible for them. But you know, I wouldn't be smiling if I thought it was hopeless. Life isn't hopeless. We're not hopeless. If we were, then what's the point of me being by your side, right? But I am. For better or worse, I've really cherished getting to know you. And it's hard for me to admit this because I suck with feelings. I really do. Push them on my sleeve and then I push them right down. And then what? Then I say what I don't mean. And I hurt people. I get that. I'm not perfect. And baby, I'm anything but. Damn. Kinda hurts to say that about myself, but what better time, right? If I can't admit to you when I'm wrong, how can I expect you to trust me to care about me with all your heart. If there's always that bit I'm keeping secret, am I really? Look, I'm not gonna say I'm the worst guy, but I definitely ain't the best guy yet. So, instead of you getting me some birthday gift and me saying, wow, thanks, and then putting it on a shelf and never using it, because that's, let's face it, what happens to almost everybody on their birthday. Now, instead of following those P's and Q's and following the guidebook to a perfect birthday, instead, I wanted to spend it just getting to know you. Connection. That's worth more than anything to me. Because it's hard to be connected when you can't even consider yourself to be, well, barely human. It's always been me, the odd one out. And if I didn't laugh, I'd cry. I think you could see through me at least that much. I'm confident. I'm happy for the most part. There is that maybe 30% of me that never faced that. And to me, I'm not trying to use you as some sort of therapy option. God, no. If I made you my therapist, you would hate me. But more than that, thanks. You're patient, and you're the only one who really hears out my problems because everybody thinks I have it so figured out. Guess I fooled them, huh? I might be the strongest sorcerer to ever live, but doesn't matter if I'm lonely and sad sometimes. You've helped a lot, don't get me wrong, but it's been my own self-made story for a long time that I really couldn't let in. Everything all at once was overwhelming. Hell, I could barely do it now. But you give me just a little bit more courage to where... Look, I know I'm not making sense. This isn't supposed to make sense because I don't know where to begin. Look, what I'm gonna say is I wanna hold you. No infinity, no nothing between us. I want it to be something special. Something that you never forget. Something that makes your heart race. Even in that future that I still have trouble seeing. And I can see everything. Trust me, it's something. No, I guess I'm fine. Just better because you're here. Sorry. Honey. I do get lost in those eyes, you're right. No. Shame on you distracting me when I'm overwhelmed with emotions that I don't know how to sort out or even feel. But I love that side to you. You can read me like a book. You're the only one who cared to. Everyone else just too busy in revelry and reverence. It's either celebrating or praising. But you know, as much as I like the God complex thing, there's a side to me that doesn't. And you are the one that actually connected to that side. So, well, you might get that 80% of the time. Yeah, I'm changing my percentages around. Don't at me. But listen. And listen, well. No, actually don't. I'm not going to go into that. But you complete me. I know it's cliched, and I know it's... Yeah. Exactly. It is exactly that. I like that feeling you give me, but I've not really lowered the infinity. Not because I don't trust you, but because I half expect someone to, you know, the moment I do, a sniper from somewhere shoots me. And it's not just me hiding my vulnerabilities because, yeah. Okay, it's a bit of both. You see me, and sometimes it feels like you see right through me. And that's ironic, because I can see right through you, but I get that it's not really the time. But if I act like I'm fine forever, if I just keep on pretending that we have the best relationship in the world, and I'm only putting in 80%, I wouldn't know how to face you. The guilt would get to me. It already has, trust me. But what gets to me even more is happiness that you're with me. Joy, genuinely, that I get to feel all these feelings with you. I'm not just the hope of humanity and not just doing what needs to be done. There's a level of all this that really does feel personal. And I love that. And I love touching you, and I love getting distracted. And it's a lot easier when I can actually feel your touch instead of, you know, there being like a millimeter between us that you can never reach. Yeah. Sometimes it's the little things that don't mean anything that make your heart race, that make your eyes see something you overlooked, like right now I'm seeing. Well, leave it to your imagination. Can't give you all the answers, can I? If I was looking at something devious, well, that I'm getting a full show right now with you this close. I guess the question then boils down to, do you trust me? Or do you think I'm some sort of lecherous, horrible, heinous man, the villain of this story? Oh, baby. You couldn't be more right. Yeah, a little bit of both. I mean, yes, and I can't say that you're wrong exactly, but it's a little different than that. Sometimes, I won't lie, I've oogled you a bit, and that's only because, oh, well, how do I put this in a non-offensive way? Damn, you're hot as hell. That's an offensive way, but you know what? I'm gonna not take it back, because it's true. You're hot, and you're attractive, and your personality is probably the only one that's ever really made me feel this way. God, it feels cheesy to say this, like we're in some sort of Hallmark movie, and look, no offense to Hallmark movies, but I don't think I'm Hallmark movie material, and if I was going to panic like I am right now, then you should probably tell me to cut it out and return back to being like cool as a cucumber, always on top form, because you make me panic and feeling your hand in mine right now. Well, let's just say it's something that I am at a loss for words for, something that I never learned how to deal with. You know, stupid as it is to say, for as close as we've gotten, there's only been a handful of times I could hold you. And this, among the snowfall, among the beautiful night, I really wouldn't change a thing other than myself. No, it's not that I think I'm lacking. You got me all wrong. It's that I want to be easier for you to understand. I don't just want to put 80%, 90%, 99%. Fuck that. Fuck that. I don't like when things make me have to face myself and Maybe all the mistakes I've made, I've been overconfident. And somewhere along the lines, I've learned that there's a lot more to me than I care to admit. I can't just be this bastion of hope and power all the time. And you show me that. And vulnerability is terrifying. I'm not used to it, and I'm sure that this is definitely a side to me. Look, the nervous side, I have a lot to learn, and a lot to do, and a lot to work on. What I guess I'm saying is, would you consider working on it with me? I want this connection to be visceral. I want it to be something that's real. And if I'm honest, if I am completely honest with you, I try to be, but even I sometimes don't know when I'm lying to myself. I want you to help me. Catch me when I do. When I put on a front to look cool in front of you. I'm not saying I'm gonna stop that, no. Definitely gonna look cool in front of you, but it's different when you get to the mushy inside. And right now, you're right in the thick of it. And power to you, you're wading through that like a goddamn trooper. But that's not the point. I can't make everything a joke, and I can't brush off the fact that this is real, true love. Not just a relationship to me. You're not just a status symbol to wear on my arm. You're not just some sort of medal I've won along the way. You're a living, breathing, gorgeous, beautiful, handsome, perfect. I don't know what else to call you. And you know what? That's where it's tough, right? I never learned how you're supposed to act in a relationship. I'm just following this guidebook in my head of what's expected of me. And I'm not saying it's that different from how I'd like to. It's just, I don't want it to feel like I'm pushing you to be with someone who's unrealistic. Someone where the substance just melts away like it's not anything. And I get frustrated at myself when there's even a hint of this side to me, because I don't know what it really means to be me. I've tried, trust me. It's difficult, because yeah, sure, I love the God complex side, it's great. But is that really who I am? Am I just that? Is there more to me? I guess I want to figure that out with you. And you're making it really hard not to devolve into the God complex with those eyes, that look. I should get some help, because when I look at you, all I'm thinking right now is how badly I want to kiss you. I can't. Well, I mean, I could, but the reason why is I want this next kiss to have no more showy, ultra tough guy act. I want it to have me. I want you to be with me and not what I could be, what everyone thinks I am. I don't want to be that kind of man that you can only have beside you and it's just a caricature. Because I face that side to me all the time. I look in the mirror and I call myself a fake and I break the fucking mirror. It's not easy. Not everything, anyways. All the pressure, everything gets to me, but fuck that. Fuck that, because I don't want it to be the only reason why you're with me. I want to give you new reasons. I want you to learn more of who I am. And that means being vulnerable. God. That's way harder than I thought it would be. And just the feeling and the whole vibe's off, right? Guess we better pick up the pieces, huh? Wanna try? Deal. I can live with that. And besides, I... You got me. I never know how to respond to you. All that love you have for me. Don't get me wrong, I'm glad it's there, but how am I supposed to hold back when you make me want to get lost in another kiss? Your fault? All of this is your fault, okay? Yeah. Scapegoating. No. Never me. Why don't you shut up and then... Well, actually, don't. Keep lecturing me. I'll just be doing something else. Trust me, I'm completely paying attention and you can trust me, okay? Keep the lecture coming. No, don't mind that. I'm just going to an advantageous position to... Don't give me that. You never complained with me kissing you before. What does it matter where? I'm totally distracting you from that. Because as much as I worked up the bravery to say it, maybe I just want to hear you say my name. Watch as your mind goes blank. Make you feel something. Something amazing. Just for me. Just because I get to make you feel that way. You're so full of openings, but I think this one's my favorite. Full of surprises, or just full of feelings. Either way, I'm not complaining. No. I'm not one for complaints. Look at you. You're so cute like this. And yet, biting your lip and pouting makes me want to tease you even more. Don't be surprised, huh? When you feel something genuine. By the looks of it, you're feeling a lot of something genuine. That'll leave a mark. You like that? Or is it too precarious of a guess? What? It's completely innocent. Just kissing. You never specified where. So why not kiss everywhere? Why not kiss right here? Hey, careful now. Now you're getting up. And you're just making me want to tease relentlessly. You see, you never want to make me go all the way. Because now I'm totally going to. Well, fine then. You taunted me. Don't forget that, okay? Now, it's not my fault when things inevitably escalate. Don't care. Still don't care. Yeah, bingo. Now you get it. Now you get where I want to be and why I want to be here. So you just focus on that and... Oh, you're not gonna let me, huh? Well, Let's see how much of a fight you can put up. And I'll see if you can, you know, change my mind. How about that? A perfectly fine chance. Fancy that. If you can even make, you know, words with your brain as fuzzy as it is. Guess there's only one way to find out. And now that we've had a word from the opposition, back to eating that fucking cunt. Don't get too mad, baby. You knew I was gonna do this, let's face it. You taste so good. You make me so fucking hard. I am not distracting. I'm taking you serious. If I wasn't, I wouldn't be eating pussy so good. You stay right there. All I want for my birthday is to taste you more, baby. Eat the ducky mass and all that shit. Oh, you like that tongue dancing on your clit, huh? Fuck. Reaction. Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, baby. Oh, fuck. Just like that. Just like that, baby. Yeah. What a mess. Yeah, you love that, don't you? Come on, tell me how much you love it, baby. How much you love my tongue and nobody else's. See, I'm the only one for you, baby. Oh, I felt that pussy clench. You're not telling the full story, are you? Does it feel good, baby? Yeah, baby. I want to feel better. Yeah, come here. Come here. Let me unwrap that present, baby. Yeah. Fuck, you're hot without clothes. Yeah, your birthday suit doing you some favors, huh? Oh, I'm sorry, but I can't wait, baby, standing right here. Yeah, wrap those arms around my neck. That's right. And lift that leg. Ooh, you feel that rock hard cock, don't you? Oh, baby. Let me take those off. No more undies in the way. Ooh, baby, you feel that? You feel that? I can't wait till we get to the bed. Because I don't need the fucking bed. I want to fuck you standing right here, yeah. Don't worry, baby. I'll hold you up. I got you. Oh, yeah. Oh, this angle is fucking great. Oh, you sure that, yeah? Oh, Jesus, mixing all my pre-getting all sticky on you. My cock slipping in, yeah, inch by inglorious inch. Baby, I love how you get spread open for me. Yeah, you like my arms around you like this? Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, God. You were so fucking tight. You were so fucking tight. Baby, you're the best fucking pussy ever. Oh, my fucking God. Oh, my fucking God. You're so tight. Oh, couldn't help it. You felt those balls slap you, yeah? Those balls slapping you right on that clit. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah. I know you feel that, yeah? I'm barely fucking moving right now. The friction's gonna get a whole lot more bumpy, so I suggest you grab on tight, yeah? Oh, it's like you're sucking me in, baby. It's like you want me, yeah? Do you want me? Say it. Say it how bad you want me, baby. Oh, what a fucking birthday. Ooh, yeah. Fuck. Ooh, you feel so good. You make me feel amazing, baby. Does that cock make you feel good? Do I make you feel good, baby? Yeah, tell me how much your man makes you feel something. Tell me how much I make it well up deep inside you. How you feel this deep fucking cock inside you. Yeah, does it excite you, baby? Does it make you want more? Fuck, fuck, oh fuck. Can't let it end like that, baby, no. No, that's just the interlude. All the way out. And all the way in. And I can't even keep up. You're just sucking me down so fucking much that I can't help it, baby. I can't fucking help it. God damn. You feel so fucking good. Yeah. Yeah, you feel so fucking good wrapped around me, baby. Fuck. Fuck. You like that? Yeah. Look me in the eyes, baby. Don't you dare look away. I want to see you when you come. I want to see you as those eyes roll back. I want to see you lose your fucking mind for me, baby. Yeah? Oh, I'm so fucking close. I can feel it. Oh, fuck. Fuck, baby. You want that? Yeah? You want it? I want you to, baby. Come all for this. Yeah. Fuck, 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 fuck. You took deep inside. Look at that. Look at how sloppy you are. Yeah? Ooh. That pussy like a stuffed glazed donut. Your insides are gonna remember that, baby. I'll make sure they don't forget. Yeah? Come here. Yeah, come here. You get everything. Everything of me, not just 80, not just 90, not only that. I want to be the man of your fucking dreams. And the only way that I do that is if I'm actually the man of your dreams. And the only way we know that is if we keep going like this. And we make the feeling. We make the feeling good. More than good. We gotta make it something to where you can never forget this. Baby, I won't let you. I can't let you. You're mine. You're mine, got it. Yeah. Let me remind you that. That pound melted, huh? Couldn't keep it up when I was eating your pussy? Or is it just... you decided to forgive me because of how good it felt when I fucked you. Ooh, you're leaking with me, huh? See that cum? Better keep it in. I don't know, it makes me feel accomplished if you do. Why not do it for me? I'm the birthday boy after all. What's a birthday without frosting? And you've got plenty inside you. Nice, thick, hot. That fucking seed. That's the hard work of today. Did you come good, baby? Not good enough. Not until you come your fucking brains out, baby. I love you. I love you so goddamn much. Of course I can't stop. Job halfway. I'd be a hypocrite after what I said. Shh. Let me take care of you. Okay? You trust me, baby? Then, itadakimasu.